Hey, everybody, this is Sherry Shepherd, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's going on? This is Wesley Jonathan from the TV show The Soul Man. Much love to Soul Prosper Radio.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
We are the Playmakers,
and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Holla at you, baby.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Ooh. Hi, I'm Tashina Arnold, and you're listening to Fred Willis on Soul Prosper Media. Awesome. Check him out.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Pepsi Riley, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred. Don't y'all touch that dial. There's some good stuff on here.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh.
This is Ebony Dixon, the baby jumper.
Yo, this is comedian Michael Jr., and in case you didn't know, you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Hey, everybody, this is Director Joshua Coates.
Hey, y'all, this is Christian Keys.
Yo, yo, it's your boy, Buff on Hampton.
I'm Greg Ellis.
What's going on, Dallas, Fort Worth? This is Lamon Rucker saying God bless you and everybody that belongs to you.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh.
Hey there, this is Braylee Evans. Don't you turn that down, because I might be coming back home. All right, love y'all.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stannis, you know, Thelma from Good Times, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Hey, y'all, this is your Hattie, and you listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Mr. Willis. Okay, great? Okay, great. Ooh, I love him. Okay, great? Okay, great.
Women. Super since the Bible days, like Mary, wash your son die for our sins. But faith, help her make it through another day. Mothers, I know you know what I'm trying to say. Just keep the faith. You are a
superwoman.
You can reach the stars. Yeah,
superwoman.
The power is yours.
Superwoman.
You are
superwoman.
Let me tell you about a superwoman. She's somebody that can testify.
Yeah.
Not afraid to give a compliment to a woman walking by. Support to another woman, watch your blessings multiply. Give a shoulder to cry on, and don't even ask why. Superwoman, shine bright, stand out by the millions. Pay homage to these heroes, they're raising our children. Hashtag superwoman, hashtag real woman, hashtag keep the face. Amen, with a flip of the wrist.
Superwoman,
you are superwoman,
superwoman,
superwoman.
everybody, I'm Fred Willis, and welcome back to Talking Points. My very special guest is a real good friend of mine, one of the people I've known for a real long time in my life, and I'm thrilled to have her on the show today. We got some good news to talk about, so before I belabor the moment, let me welcome to the show Ms. Siobhan Banks Davis. Welcome to the show, Vonnie.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Fred.
Yeah. Y'all, just to give you some backstory, we graduated high school together. And of those 4 years of high school together, we made a lot of noise in the hallway and sometimes in the classroom.
I think it was science class. I don't know what class that was, but we would always sing Fire and Desire. You were Rick James, I was Tina Marie. And so we were just getting down.
Oh yeah, good times indeed. Oh my goodness. And so after graduating, I went my way, pursued music. Siobhan went to Clark Atlanta University, and she came home, and I did not know that she was bit by the acting bug. But you know what, she's living her dreams as not only an actress but a teacher, and she's teaching acting classes, and she's got a whole lot of good stuff going. I can't tell her story. I'm going to let her do all the talking. So I'm going all the way back to 2000. Catch me up 20 years after we graduated. What were you up to at Clark Atlanta?
Well, you know, honestly, my mom put me in acting classes when I was younger. So I did attend some classes at Katie's studio, some modeling classes at Barbizon. And the acting bug did hit me. I would go to auditions. I remember auditioning for a couple of local theaters, and I auditioned for one play at Pascal. It was Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yeah,
and I did not make it. And so my mom was like, okay, hey, I know you want to do this acting thing. Do you have a backup plan? Mm-hmm. And so I thought I was going to be a veterinarian. And so I even applied to Mississippi State University, got accepted, mm-hmm. and had an intern at a veterinary office. But entertainment just always was at my heart. And so attending HBCU tours, I know you remember Dennis Duncan's, and,
yeah.
you know, we would take those college tours. And so when we went to Clark, I said, oh, this is where I gotta be. This is it. And so theater arts is my degree. My Bachelor of Arts is in theater arts. And I just had an amazing experience. My favorite professor, favorite educator of all time, who I try and basically duplicate her compassion and her teaching skills and her love for her art that she instilled in her students, Carol Mitchell Leon, the late Carol Mitchell Leon. You may recognize her last name. She was married to Kenny Leon, famed director and writer and producer. And so she just saw things in me that I didn't see in myself.
Mm, okay.
And she was always pushing us to be better and to step outside the box. And so when I came in, I was like, okay, I want to be an actress. That's my thing. I want to be in front of the camera. I want to be on the stage. But she saw more in me. And next thing you know, I was the president of the Clark Atlanta University Players, our theater club, CAU Players, for 3 years in a row. And so, you know, it just brought me to the backside. I liked more of being behind the scenes, like, you know, kind of directing, planning, organizing, helping people to meet their goals. And that's kind of where the idea for Acting with Mrs. Davis came when I decided to become a theater educator. It was all about helping kids to meet their dreams and help pull out their potential that they don't even know they have.
Hmm. Okay. And Acting with Mrs. Davis has been awarded a grant by Be Good and the NAACP. Talk to me about that.
Yes, Queen Bee. Oh my goodness. So yes, a friend of mine told me about this grant opportunity last December, literally like days before the deadline. And so she sent this to me and another colleague of mine, and I was like, okay, you know, maybe I should, you know, try this. Mm-hmm. I'm really now getting into the grant. And so a lot of times grants are for a nonprofit organization. And so this one was for Black-owned, small business companies. And so I'm like, okay, so I can do this. And then they wanted organizations that were giving back to the community. And so in the process, you had to submit an online application, detail about, you know, your business, you know, how you're giving back to the community, what you would do with the funds. And then you had to submit a video on YouTube. And so I did that, you know, let them know that Acting with Mrs. Davis, you know, what we are striving to do is to just spread arts in the community, you know, and give youth an opportunity to take acting classes and grow their creative expression, as opposed to expressing themselves in other ways, in negative ways. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I guess they liked that. And hey, I got an email that said, and I thought the email was telling me about the other people who got it. So I was confused. I was like, okay, they're sending out an email to tell, you know, to inform you of all the recipients. And then I saw in bold, you will be awarded. I was like, oh my goodness. I woke my husband up. I was screaming. I couldn't believe it. So I'm feeling shocked.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Okay, so of all the things that Be Good and the NAACP took note of, tell us what those things are. What do you plan on doing now that you've received the grant?
So right now, we are offering free theater arts classes for ages 2 through 18. They're virtual classes. And so we have students who have logged on and registered on our website from all over the U.S. And so we will be offering those classes for free for the spring. Right now, ages 2 through 6, our little actors group, they'll be meeting on Thursdays at 3:30 Central Standard Time. And our young actors group, ages 7 to 11, will meet on Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 6:45 Central Standard Time. And our teen actors group will meet on Tuesdays from 6 p.m. to 6:45 Central Standard Time. So these free classes, my goal is to not have any type of deterrence for students who are interested in taking a theater class. Whether that means they want to be an actress or an actor, or whether that means they want to create, you know, better TikToks, or whether that means that, you know, they just need a boost of confidence. Whatever it is, I don't want money to be an issue. So this grant was right on time with that. And also some other endeavors that I'll be supporting. Maroon 9 Community Enrichment Organization will be hosting a fine arts scholarship competition. Mm-hmm. I'll be donating to that. And also we'll be doing a second annual DFW Virtual Youth Enrichment Summit. And that was one of the things that I highlighted in the video that a Facebook group that I started last year, DFW Black Mentors and Youth Organization. We have over 500 members. And so we're able to get this grant and actually compensate business professionals to teach workshops to our youth. And so we'll be getting ready for our second annual event this summer. And so the funds will help support that. And a new idea that I have, which is called Youth Need Love Summer Enrichment Program for Previously Adjudicated Youth. The funds will also go to help plan that and get some quality business professionals and mentors to come in and facilitate that.
Wow, that's really cool. And especially that you have a plan. Your plan is to give back. And I think sometimes the ideas are there, the funding just isn't. So it's really cool to see that you have a plan to give back and that you're already doing it. Last year, that mentoring summit, that thing blew up. And every day, you know, the speakers and mentors that were added to it, I mean, like the list was just, it was a growing list. The kids were showing up. They were showing the impact. It actually got some news. It made news waves, and that was the thing I think that just kind of made me step back and realize, like, whoa, wait a minute, you know, this ain't just Bonnie doing something. This is huge, you know. And so I celebrate you and what you're doing, the work you're doing, and the work that you're continuing. Acting with Mrs. Davis, that's the name of the company, y'all. Acting with Mrs. Davis. Hey everybody, it's Fred here, and I want to take a moment to talk financial solutions. If your financial future is not as secure as you want or need it to be, I want to introduce you to Keith Squalls of the K. Allen Financial Group. He's already helped numerous clients eliminate debt and even helped them pay off their mortgages years ahead of schedule. It's not too good to be true. It's too good to miss. Give him a call today. Tell him I sent you.
The number to call is 877-888-6322. That's 877-888-6322.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for all of us. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
I know we kind of jumped into this conversation because this is my friend, y'all. But I'm talking to Siobhan Banks Davis of Acting with Mrs. Davis. You can find her online. You can find her on Facebook. And as she mentioned already, acting classes are in session. And if your young people want to act, if they want to learn more about acting, they want to do that, they can do that now. This spring session is the session that is covered under the grant. So you have a real good time to get a taste of what, you know, what is to come as this thing grows. Now, last year, at the close of the year, you produced a virtual production entitled Bone Soup, A Kwanzaa Story. Tell me about that.
Yes, yes. Our teen actors group, shout out to my teen actors. They were phenomenal. And so, you know, just in this pandemic, that's been the thing, just trying to think of ways that we can still do what we love to do. And so, and still provide these opportunities to youth. And so we decided, I was like, hey, I love this play. It's called Bone Soup, A Kwanzaa Story. I produced it when I taught in Dallas ISD about 4 or 5 years ago is when I produced it. And it's this amazing play. The writer is Jessica Hebron Smith. And she is just, it's just, it has a wonderful message. And so it took some time. It definitely, you know, trying to step into this virtual world where we're used to performing on stage. But we would meet every Sunday. Shout out to our African drummer, Aya African Drums, Mr. Edward. He was there every Sunday. We included some African drumming in the production. And it was a wonderful story about a community that went through a recession. And they decided to, two scholars, they went to college and came back, kind of like me. Mm-hmm. They went to college and came back to Culture Kingdom, where they were from. And they decided that, hey, we need to create something to uplift the community. And so Culture Queen, she came down, and she's the one who spreads positivity and love. And Culture Queen came in and said, you know, here's a bone, and I want you to think deep and do something with this. And they created Bone Soup. And the soup was so delicious. All the community came in and donated meat and water and seasonings and vegetables and everything they had to make this bone soup. And then it became a worldwide sensation. And they were able to keep everything in the community to uplift their community. And it's just a great story. And I was so glad that we were able to produce it.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Just like Acting with Mrs. Davis, keeping it in the community. And it's a worldwide phenomenon. I read that you have even taught students in Puerto Rico. How'd that come about?
Yes, yes. So this again, with this pandemic, my plan was to create, well, I was slated to work with some studios here and some of the local theaters and create some in-person workshops. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, COVID came in and slapped that idea out the way. And so that's when I just started to kind of market and promote private acting lessons and different acting workshops. I even had homeschool workshops for our homeschool community. Mm-hmm. And through that, I just was able to connect with parents from all over. So yes, I've taught students in Puerto Rico. I've taught students in Georgia, of course, Texas. I've taught students in Pennsylvania, and it's just growing. Right now, we have some students who signed up in Hollywood, California. I currently have two students who are from LA. And yeah, this virtual thing has just really taken off and provided the opportunity to just teach kids from all over, which was my goal, to be able to impact kids, not just in one area or in one setting, but as many kids as possible.
Wow, I really love that. That's really cool. Kids coming from everywhere. They even coming from Hollywood, y'all. They want Mrs. Davis to teach them the real stuff. Now, you also teach kids. You mentioned TikTok and videos and things like that. But you also have a focus on, or rather you hone in on, other elements of acting that we use in other professions, such as public speaking and even teaching, things like that. How do you address those even in your virtual classes now?
Yeah, so my lessons, they are individualized. It's not a cut and dry curriculum. Mm-hmm. I center all of my activities and my lessons based on my students and what their goals are. Again, whether that goal is to learn more about acting and start preparing for local auditions, or seeking an agent, or whether that is to prepare to audition to attend a fine arts college or high school or middle school, or elementary school, or whether that is just to just get some confidence and be able to just express themselves creatively. So everything that I do is centered around my students. And I have some students right now. I'm so excited about this 2021. And acting with Mrs. Davis just took off so much last year. Like, I knew it was my dream and my passion, but I did not know that it was going to gain the momentum that it has. And so now that I know the power, you know, that I have on this level, I'm able to really take my classes and lessons to the next level. And so right now I have some students who are wanting to get into animation. I have some private lessons with two sisters, and we are working on an animated animated scene, trying to turn it into an animated television show. And wow. So that's something that we're working on. And then also I have a student, we're looking into storytelling and also a kids news show with her. And just whatever my students are interested in, I do get a lot of feedback from parents. We're all on the same page. One of my oldest students, she is trying to figure out what she wants to do after high school. And right now, we introduced the idea to her of attending KD Acting Studio and getting her associates in acting. And so I'm helping her prepare for that. So whatever my kiddos are interested in or whatever their goals are, I'm helping them meet those through theater arts.
Wow, that's really cool. Now, do you only teach students, or can an old head like me sign up for a lesson and get better?
You know, Mrs. Davis loves the kids, but I will say my eldest, shall I say, acting student is my mother. My mother, Cynthia Banks, is a professional actress.
Okay.
She is doing what she's called living her best life right now.
Yeah.
She actually attended KD Studio within the past 3 years, and she received her associates in acting, and she gained an agent within her first 6 months. And
wow.
So she has done national campaigns.
Yeah.
I've helped her prepare for commercials. People call me like, girl, I see your mama on TV last night. You know, I think one of her biggest projects is she played the babysitter of Eddie Murphy in Eddie Murphy's, it was like a special about his life.
Wow.
And so she was casted in that. So, you know, I have had a few adults reach out to me, but I just love the kids. I won't say I wouldn't turn them down, but I'm so busy with the kiddos. You know, we just got contacted to put together a Black History PSA for one of the area schools here. You know, so I'm just looking into more opportunities like that. A local organization asked us to put together a short vignette play about alcohol and drug abuse. So, you know, just really trying to grow with my kids and give them, you know, these opportunities.
Wow, this is so good. This is so good. You listen, I talk to people like this all the time, but it's just so much sweeter when it's somebody you know, somebody that you think, I mean, 26 years. Now you went to McLean, didn't you?
I did. I did go to McLean Middle School. Yep. That's where my daughter actually attends right now.
Okay.
Yes, McLean Middle School. That is where I was a McLean Cardinal before I was a Pascal Panther.
So when we met, y'all, we were coming from like polar opposites of the spectrum. I went to Morningside, so I was a band nerd. I was a hood band nerd though. I was a Magna kid. If anything, that's where we connected on that Magna side, because we went in a lot of the same classes once we got to Pascal. But I was like, yo, you know, where in the world? We went to McLean one time to play Whiz Quiz. And that's all I knew.
Yes, Whiz Quiz.
That's all I knew of McLean. But to see where you are now with your own company and working for yourself, we have this entrepreneurship thing that this piece that we also are highlighting in this. But I want to ask you this. I got two questions. I'm going to let you get back to your day. Talk to me, because we talked about your dream of acting and even being turned down. That little Shop of Horrors production at Pascal that year, that was a huge deal. I remember that because they pulled in band members to play that show. And I was like, I don't want to play that. They whack, you know. You know, I'm not going to go into that. But anyway. And I remember that because they used the choir, they pulled in band members to play, And then obviously they had the theater kids, and I was like, I don't know about this, but I just could not deny how big of a deal it was. But you know, you went to Clark Atlanta. Shout out to Clark Atlanta and those legendary teachers there. When I did EXO, I met the choir director, and I am forgetting his name. I think it's Holly. I'm not sure his name. The choir director. Everybody, if I say the choir director at Clark Atlanta, people know exactly who I'm talking about. But he's a bright skinned fella. And the way he taught all of us bad kids coming from around the world, it was like midnight. And he was patient, but he was also like, you keep playing, you're going to get put out. We were like, no, we don't want to get put out, you know. But mm-hmm. he was so good. Mm-hmm. So Clark Atlanta, really HBCUs, they have a wonderful way of reaching us when we go. And you're continuing that legacy. When we talk about acting and teaching acting, we normally think of, you know, Felicia Rashad, Debbie Allen. Even though Debbie Allen is a dancer, the work she did on A Different World just kind of endeared her to young people pursuing acting. So I put you in that category of people impacting young people like that. On the level of Debbie Allen, you know, I mean, we could go Fame. We could do all that. Go down that list.
Now, it's funny you say Debbie Allen. I actually, last summer, mm-hmm. I was asked to host a workshop alongside her for St. Philip's School and Community Center in Dallas. And they had a fine arts symposium. She was the keynote speaker. I was right there on the front row getting so much knowledge and wisdom for her. Wow. And I taught a workshop to other fine arts educators. And that is definitely one of the highlights of my life.
What? You know what? I'm skipping ahead. I'm going to skip ahead, okay? I'm going to ask you a question. Then we'll come back to the question I was trying to set up in that long sermon. I'm sorry. Speaking of St. Philip's, though, the St. Philip's School in Dallas, the other 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, they host a Destiny Luncheon every year. And a few years ago, their very special guest was none other than the lady, the late Cicely Tyson. And she just inspired us from, I mean, obviously somebody at her age, you just want to see, you know, how much of her experience she can share in an hour. Soledad O'Brien mm-hmm. was the interviewer, and it was such a rich moment, you know, like even as she left, people were just like in awe. I was in awe. And so I just want to get you to talk about real quickly, because I'm merging the Debbie Allen piece and being at St. Philip's to the impact of Cicely Tyson. Do you have anything to say on the life and legacy of Cicely Tyson?
Absolutely. Yesterday, I literally posted on my Instagram and Facebook page for Acting with Mrs. Davis her memoir that was just released on January 26th. Mm-hmm. And so I just highlighted that, and, you know, it drew me into just looking at all of her accomplishments and everything. And so when I saw that news yesterday evening, I was stunned mm-hmm. because I literally had just highlighted her that day. And so I've downloaded the book. I can't wait to read it. And one of the things that I respect and that just has stuck out to me is how she was not willing to accept any role just for money. Mm-hmm. She wanted to leave and leave with a purpose. And I love that so much, because that's how I live my life. I definitely don't do things just for the money or the fame. I definitely do things with purpose and with intention. And so I really appreciate that about her. It's very admiring. And I think she lived a great life. I think that she's 96 years old. Mm-hmm. She was celebrated. We gave her flowers while she was alive.
Yeah.
And she's just a trailblazer. Just definitely someone that you should look up to. And she was celebrated. She lived a great life.
Yeah, indeed. And so this is my final question to you, talking about Acting with Mrs. Davis. We've covered that, you know, you received the grant, y'all. You received the grant. She's doing free acting classes, virtual acting classes, and so much more, y'all. But I'm closing the interview now when I ask you about following your dreams. What do you say to young people, whether they're your students or not? I know your students are following their dreams and looking to you for inspiration. But what if we have a listener out here who may be in a field or maybe pursuing something that is not their dream? What do you say to them about following their dream?
I say never give up. I say never give up. I say persevere. I say no matter how crazy your idea sounds, go with it. You know, I say follow your dreams. I say dream, you know, and there's things that I think of in the middle of the night. And I wake up and put them right in my notebook and get to it the next day. You know, don't let anybody diminish your dream. Don't let anyone stoop you down to their level and create. And also to parents, support your kiddos' dreams. Pay attention to what they're interested in. Nurture their talents. One of the quotes that I feel is a quote for me that I like to say is that we need to nurture creativity just as much as we nurture academics. And I don't want to talk about sports. So, you know, I definitely feel like we need to nurture and grow the creative side of our youth. So that they can grow into compassionate and empathetic leaders and innovative, because that's what we need. That is really what we need right now in the world, are people who have that gift, that special gift inside of them, so that we can see some of the changes that we want to see right now.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And y'all, you know what? I'm just going to keep referring to our high school time. When we graduated at a graduation, I did a song I wrote called Follow Your Dream. So that reminded me.
Wow.
You don't remember that?
Listen, you already said it was 20 years ago when we graduated. Look, I'm gonna have to bust out my senior book, because I still have my little, you know, those little books they gave us, and we could put pictures in, yes, and everybody sign it. And
yes.
I'm gonna have to bust that out, because I got some pictures of you up in there.
No, we didn't ask for all that. We did not. See, I was a late bloomer in life, y'all. I didn't discover this side, you know.
You don't want anybody to see your afro?
Oh yes, please show that, because people don't believe. Listen, that's the only one you can show. You got pictures of the fro, you can show those. The curl, you know what, the curl, they was hating on it in college. They wasn't too fond of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fro, you are more than welcome to share that. You know what, you Beyonce fan, you in the Beehive. What's your favorite Beyonce song? I would get fired. Ooh. If I didn't ask you this.
Oh my goodness. Some of my students could be listening to this. I don't know. I have to.
Yeah, I know. It's two sides to Beyonce. So give me a family friend one. Just, you know, something they can TikTok to. There you go.
Okay, something they can TikTok to. So I would have to say, oh my God, this is putting me on the spot. My favorite Beyonce song.
Or maybe two or three, you know, just something, you know, that the young ones, you know, forgot.
Yes. Maybe. Okay, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I would have to say Blank in Love is one of my favorites.
Okay,
for
okay.
The kiddos,
okay, okay.
For the kiddos, for inspiration, let's see here, probably, you know, she's got that new song, and it's Brown Skin Girl.
Okay. Okay.
That's on the Lion King soundtrack, and I play that. All my students know I love music, but when they come in, they're coming to class, they're gonna hear some music playing. They never know what kind it's gonna be. You know, it may be a reggae day. It may be a contemporary jazz. You never know what you're gonna hear.
Yeah.
When we're about to start class, but that one was on repeat. So I definitely love Brown Skin Girl.
Okay, I love it. And as she said, she loves music, y'all. We used to literally go down the hall. If I saw her down the hall, it would be, "You were cold as ice long ago.
Yes, I'm telling you, for real. Yes, I'm a karaoke queen. I can't sing, but I'm a karaoke queen.
Oh my goodness, wow. The karaoke queen is now the acting teacher, acting professor. She is inspiring people of all ages, literally, to pursue their dreams, and especially those of acting. I want to thank you so much for your time today, Mrs. Davis. You have inspired me. I always listen, we're kind of catching up too. It's been a long time since we had a conversation like this, but I hope y'all enjoyed it. And share. This spring session, those classes are filling up, so don't delay. Don't think you're going to have time next week, because you just might meet a closed door. So jump on this as soon as you can. Get over to Acting with Mrs. Davis. Sign up as soon as you can. Sign those kiddos up. Mrs. Davis, little kids, you heard her. All right, so thank you so much for your time today, Mrs. Davis.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm proud of everything that you've done and that you do for the community. Keep doing you. I appreciate it. I really do.
All right, you're very welcome.
People are always talking about the stock market, always looking to invest in a good opportunity, something with the potential to grow. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock where you invest to make money, but a stock for a social change. A whole new kind of investment called Better Futures. When you invest, it helps students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for everybody. I could be the first college graduate in my family, the first district attorney from my neighborhood. And if I'm the first, then maybe there will be a second and a third. This can really be the start of something. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody, it's Fred. I want to thank you so much for being a part of today's show. I want to thank you so much for listening. And if you have not already, make sure you share this episode with somebody that you know and love. Today, we talked with my real good friend, y'all, Siobhan Banks Davis of Acting with Mrs. Davis. And we had such a good time catching up. It's been a while, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation. One of the things that I hope that you get from this conversation is not only, you know, the news about the grant, but also following your dreams, regardless of closed doors, regardless of detours, because they can all work out. And you heard of Mrs. Davis's journey, just how that happened for her. And I believe the same can happen for you. You got to persevere. You've got to hang on in there. We had songs that spoke to that. We kicked off the show with Superwoman from Jackie Greene. Mrs. Davis is a superwoman. Yeah. And so we celebrate her today. We heard from Stevie Wonder. Hold on to your dreams. Dreams are always worth having. And we're going to close the show by request of Mrs. Davis with Brown Skin Girls from Queen Bee. We want to thank Beyonce Carter and the Be Good Foundation for this grant and this award that has afforded Mrs. Davis the opportunity to continue the work that she's done and that she's doing. We want to thank the NAACP for this Small Business Impact Fund that they partnered with Be Good with to make this happen. So we want to thank them for making this happen. And good stuff, good news you can use right here at home. I want to thank all of you again for listening today and being a part of the show. Again, share this with everybody. Share this with everybody you know. You'll be hearing and seeing much more from Mrs. Davis in the days and weeks to come. But I want to thank you all. I want to thank her so much for allowing us to be the platform that you heard about this news from first. All right. So until next time, y'all be good. Be good to each other. Keep dreaming out there, y'all. And I will be back with another show. We're going to close out the show again with Brown Skin Girls from Beyonce. Thank you so much for listening to Talking Points. I'm Fred Willis.
Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. Best thing in the world. Never change it for anybody else. And brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. The best thing in the world. You never change it for anybody else. Singing.
She says she really grew up poor like me. Don't believe in nothing but the Almighty. Just a little jeans and a pure whitey. She never dreamed forever be nobody wifey, yeah. She wall I mean a pretty but your heart is a mess. Play you like a villain cause she caught in a way. Tonight I am walking away. 9 to 5 mine and I grind, yeah. Tonight I might fall in love. Depending on how you hold me, I'm glad that I'm calming down. Can't let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fights it by falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. Your back against the world. I never trade you for anybody else. A brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. The best thing in all the world. I never trade you for anybody else.
Pose like a trophy when Naomi's walking. She need an Oscar for that pretty dark skin. Pretty like Lupita when the camera's closing. Drip broke the levy when my Kelly's rolling.
I think tonight she might break her brain. Melanin too dark to throw her shade.
She minds her business and winds her waist.
Roll like 24K.
Okay.
Tonight I might fall in love.
depending on how you hold me. I'm glad that I'm calming down. Can't let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fighting but falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. You're backed against the world. I never trade you for anybody else. A brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. The best thing about the world. I never trade you for anybody else.
Oh, have you looked in the mirror lately? Wish you could trade eyes with me.
Because
there's complexities in complexion, but your skin is glow like diamonds.
Dig me like the earth, you be giving birth to everything alive, baby, know your worth.
I love everything about you, from your nappy curls to every single curve, your body natural.
Same skin that was broken, be the same skin taking over. Most things out of focus view, but when you're in the room, they notice you. You in all of your glory. Your skin is not only dark, it shines and it tells your story. Keep dancing, they can't control you. They watch and they all adore you. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told you. Brown skin girls, your skin just like pearls. You're back against the world. I never trade you for anybody else.
For anybody else singing.
It's profound, man. It's for real.
It's SP Radio.